This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, if you listen to our program with any regularity, you know that we don't usually read the text that we're studying every day. But that's what we're doing this week. And it's only the second time that I can think of where I've actually taken the text and began the program each day, Monday through Friday, with reading the text. Why? It's so important. It's so powerful. It's where the Bible speaks of itself. In Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is living and active. It's sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. God bless you as you listen to part 3 of this message from Hebrews 4. One author puts it this way, the Bible can turn your heart inside out. I love that. The Bible can turn your heart inside out. How does it do it? Some people are very good at keeping rules. And then they think, well, I'm a good rule keeper and I keep the law. And then they read in the New Testament where Jesus said, if you hate your brother, you've committed murder. And all of a sudden, they're aware of the sin in their own life called hatred. And they read in the Gospels in Matthew where Jesus said, if a man looks at a woman with lust in his heart, he's already committed adultery. And all of a sudden, the guy who says, well, I've never done anything wrong, is convicted in his spirit by the word of God about attitudes of his heart and the intentions of his heart and the thoughts of his mind. The Bible turns our hearts inside out. Let's bring up verse 13, the next verse. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give an account. Did you know that nothing you do, nothing you say, nothing you think about, nothing you dream about, nothing that you fantasize about, nothing is kept from the eyes of God? Nothing in all creation is kept from His eyes, and it's all laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give an account. I didn't mention this in the first service, but that phrase, laid bare, is a wrestling term. It's the word trachelidzo. We get the word trachea. It's where the old-time wrestling, where a wrestler would grab another wrestler by the neck. If somebody's holding you by the throat, they've got your attention. And there's eyeball-to-eyeball contact, and that's what this verse is saying, that there comes a time when we're eye-to-eye with God the Father, and we see the sin in our own lives because we're before the eyes of Him to whom we must give an account. It's a frightening word picture, but believe me, it's a picture that I can understand. We're compelled to meet the eyes of God before the eyes of Him to whom we must give an account. Kirk Cameron is the actor who tells a story about his life. People know that he's an actor, of course, but people have found out through the media that he's a believer. And he writes this, while I was on an airplane recently, the flight attendant asked me if it was true that I had become religious. I told her I wasn't religious, but I told her of my love for the Lord. And she smugly replied, well, we all have our opinions, don't we? We all have our own opinions, don't we? True, we do have our own opinions. But that is why we must not assert just a personal opinion, but the true, authoritative Word of God. When a man hears from the supreme judge of his soul that what he's doing is wrong, he realizes the foolishness of his rebellion. Kirk Cameron is absolutely right. Our authority as a Christian is not in us. It's not in our moral uprightness and how pure and how great we are. The authority is in the Word. Well, indeed, that's where the power is. It's in the Word of God. This message will continue tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.